Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So in just over 2 months' time, 10,000 athletes will march into the Trocadero Plaza, kicking off the 2024 Paris Olympics. But 8-time national surfing champion Billy Stearman won't be there. Instead, he'll be in Tahiti. That's where the surfing event is taking place. I said 8,000 miles. It's 9,800 miles. What's that? About 16,000 kilometres from its host city, the furthest an Olympic event has ever been held from the rest of the Games. And the Paris surfing team was only announced yesterday, but Billy's already been out there this year testing the waves. They're a bit different to the ones in his hometown, Raglan. And Billy Stearman joins me now. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, really nice to talk to you. Congrats on making the team.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been a whirlwind of the last 24 hours, but yeah, it's you know, finally official and yeah, full steam ahead in training and preparation.
Yeah, cool. Do you know much about the rest of the team who will be joining you?
Yes, myself and Safi. I've actually travelled a lot with Safi Vitti before. She's from Gisborne, and yeah, I've helped her previously, and you know, on the QS a little bit, and we've travelled to World Surfing Games before, and yeah, done a lot of events together, so it's cool to, you know, qualify with her and represent New Zealand over there in Tahiti or Paris.
I mean, Paris is cool, but I guess there's not much surf around there. They had to come up with a plan B.
Yes, it's surfing's in Tahiti, which is basically on the other side of the world. but yeah, there is actually good waves in France. There's places like Hossegor and Biarritz and stuff, but it is the middle of summer, so surfing in general, basically you have the better swells in the middle of winter. So Tahiti, you know, there's going to be big swells in winter, and the wave itself is a very you know, big, powerful and exciting wave, so hopefully we'll be able to showcase surfing in a different aspect.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I forgot about that. West coast of France, there's a few Kiwis have gone over there and made a living teaching surfing in that part of the world. Tell us about how you came to surfing. I guess if you grow up in Raglan, it's fairly sort of front and centre.
Yeah, growing up in Raglan, you know, you're surrounded by the ocean, and the surf is really good quite often. So lucky for me, my dad was a surfer, and he started pushing me into waves at a young age of 7 or 8. And then, yeah, I found that love, you know, so appreciative of the ocean. And I kind of got pretty good pretty quick and eventually got onto the points and here in Raglan. And then, you know, I was pretty competitive from a young age, so that kind of, you know, worked well together. And then, yeah, progressed and eventually won some national titles and travelled internationally, and here I am, an Olympian now.
Must have been lovely for the relationship between you and your dad to have that to share as well.
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, yeah, we both love surfing and we love the ocean, and it was a pretty proud moment yesterday. It was quite emotional, you know, that we did the presentation in Raglan with my friends and family and the community, so to have them there, you know, and to see that the, you know, all the hard work and all the dedication has paid off. And yeah, he was super proud, and obviously all my family and friends are very proud, and I'm proud of my achievement. So yeah, hopefully I can go over there and put my best foot forward and hopefully do the best I can.
Yeah, you ever get to share a wave with your dad these days?
Yeah, for sure. He's a busy man, and I'm you know, I'm often away, but whenever the waves are good enough for him, we're out there trying to surf together, and yeah, we'll try and share some waves together, and you know, those moments out in the water together, I really appreciate and remember. So yeah, I cherish those moments together, and yeah, you know, we're still close, and he lives here in Raglan, so do I. So we're always catching up and having a good time.
What's been the highlight of your surfing career today, Billy?
Definitely, you know, representing New Zealand at the Olympic Games. Tokyo was pretty exciting. Obviously, it was different with COVID, and it was quite a bit of a struggle, but at the same time, it was new and exciting for us, and you know, representing and being a part of that New Zealand team is probably one of my biggest achievements. And then today and yesterday being announced onto the team is, you know, another stepping stone in my career. And there's some definitely amazing moments. You know, I beat Kelly Slater when I first started competing on the QS and about 10, 12 years ago now.
Yeah.
So, and obviously all my national titles, I've been through some struggles with family and passing away and things like that, but then coming out of, you know, adversity and becoming a national champion again, I'm very proud of those moments as well. So, there's some cool accolades in there, but, definitely representing New Zealand is one of my biggest achievements.
And ninth in Tokyo, that seems pretty huge. Was it, were you pleased with that result?
Yeah, I was. Obviously you go there and the main objective and main goal is to bring home a medal for yourself and the country. And unfortunately, I didn't get that medal, but I felt like I left everything out there. You know, I gave it my all and very, very proud of my achievements. I come up against eventual gold medalist Italo Ferreira from Brazil. So, you know, it was always going to be a tough ask. Up against, he was world champ as well at the time. So, the competition is high, but I know I can beat the best. And, yeah, I'm very proud of what I did over there. And hopefully all my learnings from that competition and the previous years internationally, I can take that into Paris and give it my all again and hopefully get a medal.
Are the waves pretty reliable over there?
That time of year is pretty renowned for really big waves.
Great.
Obviously, yeah, the ocean is always changing. The tides, the winds, the swells, you never know what you're going to get in the time. So, hopefully we can put on a show and the waves are good.
And this is cool. I love this. After your event, you actually do fly to Paris to support the rest of the team and then head over there for the closing ceremony. I think that's right.
Yes. Obviously we're on the other side of the world for the opening ceremonies and our competition. So, you know, we're separate in a way, but I think Team New Zealand really welcomes us and every athlete as much as possible. So we will feel the love and support over in Tahiti. But, yeah, after our competition, we actually get to fly to Paris and be a part of the team and be there for support and, enjoy what else goes around, not only the competition, but being involved with the whole team and the whole spirit and the mana over there and the closing ceremonies and things like that. So I'm really looking forward to that as well.
What will success be for you in Tahiti?
I'd like to go one or two heats more. Obviously, I want to go for a medal, and I have my own personal little goals in between. But, yeah, I just want to leave everything out there. You know, there's a lot of training and hard work that's going into it at the moment and a lot of time in the ocean. And it is a very scary and intense wave. So I'm preparing as much as I can. But, again, yeah, I really want to put my best foot forward and give it my all and hopefully get some really good waves over there and get some big barrels because, you know, that could be the best part of it, you know, getting the best waves of your life and then hopefully making a few heats and getting to those finals and getting a medal for New Zealand is, you know, the top of my goals list for sure.
Lovely. We'll be there behind you and watching, Billy. Good luck and can't wait to see how you go.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.